from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, Larravee Guitars presents two guys fumbling their way through the music business so you don't have to. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino and the Music Row Show.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Music Row Show. My name is Scott.
Yeah! And my name is Hino. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in again tonight. And thank you guys for being here in the audience with us. We are at back in the land of Dolly for our second annual Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival late night pickin' party.
That's right. We are broadcasting from the beautiful Crystal Creek here in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. How about this place, huh?
Yeah! Beautiful!
Now, Hino and I have both performed here.
That's right.
And we've eaten here.
We have. It's good food, too.
And we've drank here.
And we love this place. It's such a great room, amazing food, and how about that key lime pie, Bobby?
Oh.
I tell you.
Speechless he is.
I don't know if that's Wow, that
No,
was...
it's amazing. Are you kidding? This place, there's nothing bad here. PJ and the gang, no doubt. It's the best restaurant.
Nice.
Scotch is nice, too.
The scotch is nice. Hey, in case you haven't heard, if you are a Dish subscriber, you can actually see us on TV now because... Now Blue Highways TV is on Channel 73 on Dish.
That's right. You can watch us four times a week on Channel 73 on Blue Highways TV all over the country. And luckily, for the first time ever, or unluckily for our friends, you can see us in Nashville now, which is either a
Very
good thing or a bad thing, depending
that.
On who you're looking at. You
that's
know?
Right. That's right. We'll let you decide on that.
That's true. Well, listen, we got a great big show tonight.
Yeah, we really do. We have a plethora of hit songwriters and recording artists stopping by to share some songs with all of y'all over the next couple of hours, starting with two great big hit songwriters and good friends of the show.
That's right. Well, to my right here, first of all, is Bobby Tomberlin. Great big hit songwriter. You know some of his songs like One More Day for Diamond Rio, Good Day to Run for Daryl Worley, which is a great song. And he's had his songs recorded by so many folks, we'd be here all night listing them all. But a few of the notable ones, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, Chris Young.
Is he making some of these up, Bobby?
What? I'm in awe. I didn't.
You didn't even know you
might. Mo Pitney. Knew I was tired.
Whole bunch of other folks, and then over here on the keyboards we got Bill LaBounty.
Yeah.
Hit recording artist and hit songwriter. Actually, both of these guys have been on the show before, and you can go check out our podcast at themusicrowshow.com and find out all about them, listen to those shows. But Bill's got some great songs, Never Gonna Look Back, a great song he did with James Taylor,
right?
Living It Up, and This Night Won't Last Ever, which was a big hit for him. And he wrote Linda for Steve Warner and a Grammy Award-winning song, Somewhere in the Vicinity of the Heart, for Alison Krauss and Shenandoah. And we are just thrilled to have both of these guys back on the show with us tonight. Bobby Tomberlin, Bill LaBounty, welcome back to the Music Row Show.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah.
Thank you.
Some late-night pickin' party action. Bobby, you want to start it off and play us a tune?
Well, sure. And I just want to say what a thrill it is, like I said, to be at Crystal Creek, but it's very cool to be back on the Music Row Show.
I listen to you guys.
Guys a lot on WSM and
sweet.
You guys do a great job. You know what? I'll do a song that I wrote last year. I've always wanted to write a song about the Grand Ole Opry, and it just never came out right. But a few months ago, I was writing with a guy by the name of J.P. Williams, and this song kind of just fell out. It's the song I always wanted to write, and I've actually been in the studio, and Vince Gill came in and sang harmony with me on this song, so... I'd love to do it for you. Simply called the Grand Ole Opry. I was born on one November night back in 1925. Millions would invite me in to their living room like some old friend. I remember it like it was yesterday. First time I crossed the radio waves, I was introduced by George D. Hay. He'd say, "Let her go, boys, and the fiddles play." And they say that I'm the one that made country music what it is today. But it really wasn't me. It was the stars that graced my stage. I'm alive and well as I can be. I'm the Grand Ole Opry. Thank you. When Hank Williams used to visit me, or some of my favorite memories, and what I'd give for just one more time to hear the voice of Patsy Cline. And they say that I'm the one that made country music what it is today, but it really wasn't me. It was the stars that graced my stage. I'm alive and well as I can be. I'm the Grand Ole Opry. I'm just so proud to be here, y'all. Here's the Wabash Cannonball. And the coal miner's daughter's as good as it gets. And the circle ain't been broken yet. Oh, the circle, it ain't been broken yet. And they say that I'm the one that made country music what it is today, but it really wasn't me. It was the stars that graced my stage. I'm alive and well as I can be. I'm the Grand Ole Opry. Thank you so much.
Well, let's see. I think I'm going to do a song by Shenandoah and one of my favorite singers, Marty Raybon, from a few years back.
An old man kneeling all alone.
says flowers in a garden of stone. For 7 years now she's been gone. And his devotion is still going strong. I wanna be love like that. I wanna be love like that. It's a promise you can't take back. If you're gonna love me, I wanna be love like that. Thank you all.
Man, that was great. Love that. Now, Bobby, you've been all over the place promoting the festival here these last few weeks. What makes the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival special for you?
Well, number one, my gosh, the Smoky Mountains.
I mean, yeah?
It's quite the destination, and there's just a feeling I get here unlike anywhere. It's no doubt my favorite festival, and it's amazing what they have done in such a short time. I mean, 4 years to get over 100 amazing songwriter artists here. Amazing.
That is amazing. Well, we're having a great time here at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival. You're listening to the Music Row Show. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with a whole lot more great music. Come on back. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. Yeah. We are here at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival.
We're having some fun at our second annual late night picking party.
Absolutely.
And we got some late night owls here. Y'all doing okay? Uh-huh. You doing all right? Okay.
They're awake.
We're here with Bobby Tomberlin, Bill Abounty. Bill, you have a new CD out called Into Something Blue.
That is correct.
Which is kind of some unusual ground for you as a recording artist. So talk about that, and then there's also, if people buy the CD from your website, they get a special little treat, right?
They get a drawing from me, because I'm a cartoonist of sorts, so I will definitely personalize anything. Anytime somebody requests the record at my house, I run and get my drawing pad and put a little thing together.
He is not
nice.
A cartoonist of sorts, you guys. He is a cartoonist, a bona fide cartoonist, does amazing, amazing work. And what is your website? How do people find you?
BillLabounty.com.
And Bobby Tomberlin?
BobbyTomberlin.net.
Bobby Tomberlin used to work in radio.
He used to, actually.
I know. That's what I was saying. Yeah. But, Bill, let's get another song from you. One more time for Bill Labounty, y'all.
Yeah.
Can I ask Bobby Tomberlin to help me on this? Because we want to rock a little bit. This is an old Brooks and Dunn song. It's Kix's big single. She's got a T-top Camaro with a scoop on the hood. A two big speakers blasting Johnny B. Goode. Looking so sweet, it ought to be a crime. She plays with my heart, messes up my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein. A cheap sunglasses from the Five and Dime. All the other girls in school give up dirty looks. She got an A in math, never cracked a book. Short looks good in those denim and pearls. Fuck my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance no more. One step, two step, get in a line.
but ain't enough. She says I got to learn to loosen up. Get a little wild on a Saturday night, but make sure she's home before the morning light. The Sunday she's all ribbons and curls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance no more. One step, two step, get in a line. I gotta know if I can make it mine. Rock my world, little country girl, everybody. Rock my world, little country girl, that's it. Rock my world, little country girl. All right, here we go. Rock my world. Hey,
hey. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. How awesome was that? Man.
Wow.
Well, Bobby, top that, buddy.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Hey, before he does, I want to ask you. You've been doing a lot of work with the young Mo Pitney.
I have.
And his single out, "Country," is something that you wrote with Bill Anderson and with Mo.
And with
correct?
Mo, yeah.
So wow. Talk about what's going on with him.
Well, it's in the top 40 and like in the top 5 on the GAC video countdown,
nice.
And it's his first single, and it's really. Been a great introduction to who Mo Pitney is, really. It's kind of what he's all about. He's a traditional country singer and just an amazing talent.
Yeah, congratulations on that single. It's a great song.
Thank you so much.
That's a great song. What are you going to play us?
You know what? I've had a request to sing a song that was written with Stephen Del Jones, and it was recorded by Diamond Rio.
Okay.
One More Day. Last night I had a crazy dream. A wish was granted just for me, and it could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do, leave me wishing still. One more day with you. The first thing I do is pray for time to crawl. And I'd unplug the telephone, and I'd keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, and I'd say a million I love yous. That's what I'd do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do, leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day. Leave me wishing still for one more day. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. Thank you.
Wow, wow, wow. Bobby Tomberlin, talk about that song. I have to say, lately I've been hearing it more and more on the radio, and every time I hear it, I'm like, golly, that is just airtight. Talk about writing that and how it made its way to the band.
Well, that, you know, I'll never forget. It was during the holiday season one year, and I was not trying to write a song, and I just started thinking about people who were no longer in my life, people who had passed away. My uncle, who actually taught me how, you know, taught me my first chords on the guitar. We lost him during the holiday season, and that kind of really inspired me that evening, and I just kind of picked up the guitar, and that first verse fell out, and I was writing with my dear friend Stephen Del Jones the next day, and I played him the verse, and he totally, you know, connected with it, and then we finished the song, and Diamond Rio picked it up actually pretty soon after we wrote it.
Wow.
And it was just magical, and we actually thought of them right after we finished the song.
You can totally hear when you do it, especially with the, you can hear those harmonies that they do. It's like you can't hear one of their songs and not hear the harmonies that they did on it, because they do such an amazing job.
They did do an amazing job. Yeah. Such a talented bunch of guys.
One more time, your website.
BobbyTomberlin.net.
Yeah. Bill LeBounty?
BillLeBounty.com. That's with three L's. LLLABOUNTY.
And your new CD is Into Something Blue. Everybody should go buy it.
I think so.
You guys, thank you for joining us for the late night pickin' party at the Smoky Mountain Festival here at Christel Creek in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Yeah! Woo! We're going to be back with a whole lot more. We got Emmy Sunshine coming up. You are not going to want to miss that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Come on back in a few minutes to the Music Row Show. Show. Man, we're having a great time here at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival here in Gatlinburg.
Right. We're having our second annual late night pickin' party. This year we are at Christel Creek in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. This place is gorgeous, amazing food, the most friendly bar staff around.
Yeah.
And we just love it here. We love it here.
We do. And we've got an amazing performer here, somebody we saw for the first time last year at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival. Scott, why don't you tell us about her?
All right. Now, many of my friends across the country are finally impressed with me. After all my years in Nashville, and it's not because I write songs, and it's not because of the Music Row Show, it's because I suddenly have a picture posted from last year's festival of Emmy and I during one of the late night jams, and I have people from all over the country going, wow, you know Emmy Sunshine, so I'm finally cool. Thanks to you. And so, for starters, thank you very much. This young lady has taken the country by storm with several Grand Ole Opry performances, Marty Stewart's Late Night Jam, The Today Show. She's everywhere. Not to mention, she's doing over 150 dates a year, y'all, all over the country. She is the real deal in every single sense of the word. I am a huge fan, and I'm so proud to say, Emmy Sunshine, we're glad you're here. Welcome to the Music Row Show's Late Night Pickin' Party.
Glad to be here.
Welcome, Emmy.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. Well, the roller coaster really got started for you when you started posting a bunch of stuff on YouTube, right? What was going through your family's and yours mind when it was just being viewed so many times?
Well, we didn't know what to think. We were very surprised because this woman recorded a video of us singing a old Jimmy Rogers song, and it went viral. She put it on YouTube, and it went viral, and we didn't really know what to think. And we went to the Today Show, and we went to the Opry, and I'm very thankful for all I have, and it's awesome. I just love my career, and I'm glad it's already started, and I'm just really
10 years
excited
old.
About it.
10 years old.
That's awesome.
I just turned 11.
11 years old.
Don't shortchange the young lady. Come on.
I meant to ask you beforehand. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
Okay. Good. You're forgiven.
Well, you want to play us a tune?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Can do you one that me and mom wrote. This one's called West Texas Highway.
All right.
He was born on a West Texas Highway, somewhere near Abilene. His daddy went to see the California Gold Rush. His mama raised him all alone. Times were hard, and mama worked the diner. At night she'd rock him to sleep, singing la 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 la.
Emmy, I remember last year, one of the neat things about any of these festivals, but especially the Smoky Mountain Festival, is over at the Gatlinburg Inn, there's that front room where there's just jams going on late at night.
Yeah.
And you're there, and I remember I hadn't met you or anything, and I'm going, it is past her bedtime. And because, I mean, all the gigs had happened, and it was approaching midnight. And you'd play, and then everybody'd go around and take turns playing songs. And after you played, and you don't know I was paying attention to this, but your mama came up and said, "All right, come on, it's time to go." And you're like, no, I want to hear more. I want to keep listening. And it just struck me that you are just completely and utterly in love with music. And that is, you know, I think that a lot of youngsters want to be famous and want to be on TV, but I think you just love music. Can you tell us what your first musical memory was and just how this has just taken you?
Well, I don't quite remember this, but everybody, my mom, my dad, and my mama tells me all about it. And when I was little, my great grandmother and my grandmother always sang to me when I was little, and they said I used to match tune with them when they were singing to me, and that's when my mom sort of knew that I might be a singer.
Right.
And when I was about 4, I did a little wedding for my Aunt Marlita.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I started doing churches, festivals, all kinds of stuff. But when I was 5, I wrote my first song.
And what was
wow,
it?
Wow, what was that?
That was one called My Time to Fly.
Is that, because the song I heard you singing that you wrote at the festival was another one that was very, very dark. Is My Time to Fly, was it a happy one?
That was a happy one.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Wow, that's 5 years old. Yeah. That's amazing. That is amazing. Do we need to take a break?
Absolutely not. Well, let's hear another one. You feel like playing another one for
sure,
us?
Sure.
All right.
So.
Good.
I think I'm going to do one called Carry Me Home. This is another song that I wrote. When I was a young girl, I'd dance light and fair. The boys would all follow me home. My heart did give to a soldier so strong. And off to the war he did wrong. He fought strong and true, but his powder did fail. And another shot straight through his heart. They quickly sent news. We buried him soon, and to me his last words they did tell. Oh, carry me home, oh, carry me home, oh, Lord, won't you carry me home. My body is wicked, I'm cold as stone, oh, Lord, won't you carry me home. Oh, carry him home, oh, carry him home, oh, Lord, won't you carry him home. His body has weakened, I want to see John. Oh Lord, won't you carry him home. The years have passed by and they've been mighty kind. My children have all grown and gone, but this sweet patch of land and the ground that John had have kept us all sheltered and warm. I've come to this hill where John and I met, where I buried him long years ago. No, it won't be long till I'm going home, and I can't say I have no regrets. So carry me home, oh, carry me home, oh, Lord, won't you carry me home. My body is wicked, I want to see John. Won't you carry me home? Oh Lord, won't you carry me home? Oh Lord, won't you carry me home?
Wow. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back here at the Music Row Show's Late Night Picking Party. A little bit more with Emmy Sunshine. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Woo! All right.
All right. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. We are here doing our late night picking party at the annual Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival here in beautiful Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Yes, we are. We're here with Emmy Sunshine. Put it together.
Isn't she amazing?
Thank you.
So, you go ahead. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Emmy, you write a lot of your own stuff. Actually, mostly you write your own stuff, right?
Yes. Mostly me and my mom write my own stuff, but sometimes I'll write one or two songs my own.
That's awesome. I mean, the subject matter and the stuff you write is so different from what other people your age might write. You know, very adult, very a lot of it very dark, which Scott pointed out earlier. Where does that come from? Did that come naturally, or did somebody teach you to do that?
Well, nobody really taught me how to do any of that, really. It's just, it comes naturally. I don't know how. It's just me and my mom just sometimes just sit down and, like, there's one song that I wrote called Black Sunday 35. We were doing a school lesson, and we were talking about the Dust Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And we wrote this song called Black Sunday 35, and it's the title track of our new album, Black Sunday 35. So
nice plug right there.
Very smooth, very smooth. Well, I was wondering, because are you a lover of history? Because it seems like these songs are so old. I mean, I would think these were songs that have been folk songs for years, and then I find out you just wrote them. Are you a big history fan?
Yes, that's one of my favorite subjects in school.
Yeah, what's your least favorite?
Science.
Science?
Uh-oh. I should mention my wife's a science teacher. Well, look.
Great.
Great.
Now she really doesn't like you.
All right, Emmy Sunshine, everybody, why don't you do us another song, if you don't mind?
All right.
I
think we're going to do one that I just wrote. This one's called Kayla D. Kayla D wrote on the Nova Jean, wrote on the Nova Jean. Learning that guitar swing. Been spending time learning that guitar swing. Way down in Beckersville, she was running from those guitar men. She's been running from those guitar men, the ones who broke her heart. Well, she was high. We buried her last gem.
Man, that was awesome. Love that.
Thank you.
Okay, this room is full of songwriters. How many of you are just going, what? What is happening here? Wow. Yikes. Okay. We got to collect ourselves here.
Yeah.
We talked to Hit Recording Art. Oh, first off, website.
Oh, yeah. We have a website called TheEmiSunshine.com.
TheEmiSunshine.com.
Yep.
All right. Now, we talked to a lot of recording artists that tour, not even as much as you do, and they say they have a hard time writing when they're on the road because there's so many other things going on. How do you find time to write, and then what part of touring do you like the best other than playing?
Well, I really do love – the thing about writing songs when you're touring, it gets hard sometimes, but while we're doing the Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival, we got to stop and write a new song, and we're still working on it, but it's going to be out pretty soon, but we're still working on it. We got to write one here, and we've wrote it's harder to get to write songs when you're on the road, but it gets easier as you're going.
So you just find a way.
Always find a way to write songs.
Oh, all that's right. Great. And what's your favorite part of touring other than playing?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff I really love to do. I really like to bring my friend Kayla around with us.
She gets to actually come out on the road with you?
She gets to, actually. She went out for a week with us a few months ago, and we had a really good time. While she was with us, we wrote that song, Kayla D.
All right.
All right.
About her.
Oh, yeah, I could see how that could get a little lonely because you're around grown-ups all the time. So
yeah.
And we're boring.
Grown-ups are boring.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
She looked at you when she said that.
I know she did.
Yeah.
I know she did. That's all right. I think we have time for one more song.
We absolutely do. We'd love to hear it.
Oh.
If you feel
like
it.
You got one more in
you? Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I prepared three.
Uh-oh.
We just threw our curveball.
We can just talk some more if you'd rather.
Oh, no. It'd be fine. Just let me think for a second.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody, she's thinking. Shh.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Do you a song that me and my mom wrote and for a book called The Ables. It's about these kids who get sent to superhero school. One of them is blind, one of them is deaf, and when they get there, they find out they're in a special needs class. And they form this group called The Ables, and they find they're stronger than the other kids together.
All right.
We are able. We strong. I am able. I carry on. We are able. We are strong. We are able. We carry on. We carry on, 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 on. We carry on, 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 on. We carry on. We carry on.
Emmy Sunshine, everybody. Woo! Man, that was good. All right, once again, before we go, where can people find you? EmmySunshine.com. EmmySunshine.com.
Nope. Isn't it the?
Oh, the Emmy Sunshine.
Oh, yeah, TheEmmySunshine.com.
That's right.
TheEmmySunshine.com, EMIsunshine.com. That's great.
It has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're going to be all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be a huge star. And just remember us when you get really big, okay?
Really huge. Come back on our show someday. So we'd love that.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Well, we got a whole lot more of our late night picking party here from the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival. So you all come back in just a few minutes here on the Music Row Show. Yeah.